This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Okay, that's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
A Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo beans.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. What is today, Ed?
It is July 27th, Friday, July 27th.
That sounded like I'm ready to hear the news about Tom Brokaw or something like that.
I was ready to find out who wins. Do you pick the box or the curtain? Tell them what we win, Ed.
Friday, July 27th. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, is sitting across from us here. Good morning, J.J.
Good morning. Great to be here.
All right, now, you've been hanging around home here the last few weeks. You usually travel, don't you?
That's right.
In the summer.
A little bit of a break here in the summertime, but I am going to be in Natchez, Mississippi, Clovis, New Mexico, Muskegon, Michigan, Decatur, Illinois, Benton, Arkansas, and other places.
So your punishment on the plains is coming.
It's on its way. Yeah, but I love meeting AFR listeners. If it's a men's ministry thing or a pregnancy center, annual fundraiser, it's one of the highlights of my...
You're going to Muskegon?
Muskegon, yes.
Michigan. We have
the AFA event there.
Yeah, a lot of great listeners. In Michigan, listen to that station there.
Right. I mean, I'm excited. Men's Ministry, Men's Wildlife Expo, they said last year they had about 1,200. A big deal.
Wow.
In Natchez. Same thing for Clovis, New Mexico, Central Baptist. They're having a men's thing on Saturday night, going to do stand-up and just really challenge the men, and then sticking around to preach on Sunday morning. So what a blessing.
So folks want to know where exactly, what's your website so they can go check out
the calendar, jjjasper.com. Thank you for that. jjjasper.com for the calendar, and if you'd like to bring me to your area. So a lot of invitations coming in for this fall and a lot of open dates. So that'd be blessing.
If you had to be trapped for 24 hours, would you choose Atlanta or Dallas Airport?
Atlanta has a lot to see.
That's not a fair question. All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Here's what we do. We ask three questions each. That is three times three. So nine questions will be presented to America. And then we will ask you to call in and answer one of ours and or ask us a trivia question. That's how this works. Pardon me. Should you answer the trivia question, one of the trivia questions, the mystery question, correctly, you will receive yourself an AFR Trivia Friday / Learning University t-shirt, which we are now holding up on our live stream on Facebook. If you're watching the show on Facebook, Today's Issues, or on YouTube, Today's Issues live stream, we are now holding the shirts up. Ed, how would you describe the shirts that we're holding up?
Well, I would describe it as just beautiful because our pictures are on it, caricatures of us. But I think they capture the essence.
No sense in having false humility.
That's right.
I think we're
beautiful people.
Well, that's what Ray Stevens said. So,
We're beautiful people made in the image of God is what I'm getting at there. Not necessarily how we look, but anyway, so that these t-shirts are available. If you don't get the mystery question, you can still get one at afastore.net. I say every week, these t-shirts are made out of Kevlar armor. They are bulletproof. If you get sweaty, it completely draws all the sweat away from your body. Absolutely dry.
We're violating some kind of advertising rules, Ed. I don't know. The FCC can strip us of our license over this or not. But
It's Shark Week on Discovery Channel, and no person has ever been eaten by a shark wearing this
Shaquille
shirt.
Shaquille O'Neal almost was.
Enough said right there.
Did y'all see that?
What happened?
Shaquille O'Neal?
What?
You didn't see that? About what? You know what I'm talking about? The basketball player,
I know,
right?
The basketball player.
He dunked on a shark.
No, he was in the Bahamas filming for Shark Week. I'm serious.
Right.
In a cage. And a shark busted through the cage and almost got him.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yes, look it up.
We've watched it almost every night this week.
Yeah, my wife watches it.
And
I'm a little tired of it, frankly.
We're going to take more showers at our house.
Yeah.
Because it'll put some fear in you.
All right, so the other thing is, let's see, with mystery question, please don't call if you've been on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. If you've gotten on the air on this show in the last 4 weeks, please do not call, okay? Give more people, new people, an opportunity to be on the air with us. Our phone number is 888. This is to be on the air with us, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840 is our phone number to be on the air for Trivia Friday. Have I covered everything?
I think so. I think you've done a great job covering.
Go ahead, Ed.
All right. Here are my three questions. And I do have, oddly enough, one of these is a Shark Week question. Here's my first question, though. A utopian novel is a presentation of an ideal society. What type of novel presents the opposite? A degraded society. So a utopian novel, what's the opposite? Second question, what two items does the Statue of Liberty hold in her hands? What two items does the Statue of Liberty hold in her hands? And in honor of Shark Week, I have a true-false question. Sharks are mammals. Is that true or false?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. Start off with an Old Testament question. Name the person who raised Esther. Name the person who raised Esther. Second question, what team did...
Like in the mom?
Right.
Who raised her?
Right.
Mom and dad?
Yeah, it wasn't mom and dad.
Mom and dad and aunts and uncles? Or just one person?
Just the
name of a person.
One person. Right. And then second question, what team did Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench play for? What team did Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench play for? Mm. Third question, true or false? Native Americans once used woodpecker scalps as currency. Is that true or false? Indians once used woodpecker scalps as currency. True or false?
Is that nativist? Is that what he's done here?
I don't know, but I got to say, you know you've spent more than you've taken in as a society.
Yeah.
If you're starting to use woodpecker scalps as money.
Currency.
Inflation has gone through the roof. Well, I'll tell you what, for that there basket of corn, I'll give you these five woodpecker scalps.
You know, speaking of creation, have you ever seen how fast those things hammer? I mean,
yeah.
The Lord made those an amazing way. They have got whatever's holding their medulla oblongata in place, the whatever kind of motor mounts. I mean, I don't know how you hit your head that hard, that fast, and still, you know.
Have a conversation.
Still be able to go home to the family at night.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
All right, here are my questions. In which country would you find 8 of the world's 10 highest mountains? 8 of the 10 highest mountains in the world are found in one country. What is that country?
Ain't no mountain high enough.
That was.
Shall I keep singing?
No, well, no, that was sort of a talk sing. But
ain't no mountain.
No, that's okay. Sorry, just hold that.
Hey, I want to interrupt.
Hold that for later.
There's visitors outside the studio there, so technically we have a studio audience.
We do?
Yes.
Put an asterisk
by this day.
Yeah.
How long, and I'll take minutes. I'll take minutes as the answer to this. How long does it take for light from the sun to reach the earth? How long in minutes does it take light from our sun to reach our planet? And, depending on what planet you're on.
Right. They use that number in consideration to come up with what SPF in suntan lotion.
Is that right?
They took those
SPF. You sure you got your letters right there?
No, I'm not.
I think it's PVC or something.
No, PVC is the the growth that we just that was just announced, 4.1 PVC for the economy.
For the economy. LTE, second, you the got second, an LTE thing.
LTE
in there,
is a Ford from years ago.
All right.
Limited edition.
My third
and PDQ is what we need to get going with here.
Third and final question from the animal kingdom. Huh? From the animal kingdom. Which animal has the longest tongue relative to its total size? I know that's stretching your trivia mind a little bit here, but I thought I'd do that today. So which animal out there in the animal kingdom?
Yes.
He's running around out there today, probably hundreds of them.
Sticking his tongue out, getting in trouble with his mama?
Which animal has the longest tongue relative to its total size? This is going to amaze you.
So they're out there on the porch. It's summertime. And that animal says, can I have a lick of your sucker? And you go, absolutely not. Look at your tongue is the longest of anything compared to your size. It'll be half gone with just one lick.
I think it's
lick.
Gone before it asks, quite frankly, with this tongue. All right. Our email, by the way, if you want to send us an email, is comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. We appreciate you listening to American Family Radio all across this great country. Let's go to the phones, Ed.
We go to first to Minnesota, and Karen is on the line. Karen, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, hello. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Great state of Minnesota.
Yeah, Austin, Minnesota. Spam Town, we'll have you know.
Now, Spam Town.
Yeah, where spam's made.
Oh, that's where spam is made?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Karen, I'm going to sound ignorant, but is it Minnesota or Wisconsin? Which Michigan? Which one's the land of 10,000 lakes? Is that
Minnesota.
You guys?
That's Minnesota.
Wow, you got everything going on.
They actually call it the state of hockey, too.
State of hockey?
They call it the state of hockey.
Mm-hmm. Really? Okay.
Other states get little upset known at fact. That. But
hey, do you want to ask, answer, or both?
Well, I'll ask first.
All right, go ahead, Karen.
No,
we want you to answer first, if you don't mind.
You do?
Yeah, we just...
Gotcha,
you know,
gotcha. Okay.
Creatures of habit, that's what we are.
For the utopian...
Yeah. Good. I was afraid this would go by the board for too long, but here's the question. A utopian novel is a presentation of an ideal society. What type of novel presents the opposite, a degraded society headed for oblivion?
Well, see, as I have my brainy husband, Dale, sitting right here beside me, right away he said dystopian.
Dystopian. Excellent. You do have a brainy husband.
Is that like Mad Max or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. That would be a dystopian view rather than utopian.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Did not know that.
Way to go.
Interesting. Dystopian.
Dystopian.
It's also a style of reggae. I think. I think it is.
Okay, dystopian. I've heard plenty of dystopian music, that's for sure. But
All right, what's your question?
Karen, what's your question for us now?
Okay, in 2 Samuel 3:39, after Joab had killed Abner, David said, I am this day weak, though anointed king, and these men... the sons of Zeruiah, I might not be pronouncing that right, Zeruiah, be too hard for me. The Lord shall reward the doer of evil according to his wickedness. Who was Zeruiah?
Who was Zeruiah?
Yep,
Zeruiah. Well, he owned the chain of Abner's restaurants, didn't he? Wasn't that
was New Testament.
Pretty close.
That's New Testament. Guys, let me talk to my fellow professors here, Karen. Mm-hmm. As you can tell by that answer, I have no idea. Do you guys have any idea?
Can you spell that for me?
Zeruiah.
Can you use it in a sentence? Such as?
Zeruiah was a relative of David.
Hmm. You know, I remember the story with him running on ahead and with the spear and everything, but I don't know what connection there.
Wow.
Asahel was running away from, Abner was running away from Asahel, and then Abner, in self-defense, killed him. He warned him, but he kept after him anyway.
Right.
And so he ended up killing him. And Abner ended up taking revenge, cold-blooded murder.
Right.
Joab ended up taking revenge and cold-blooded murder. And, yeah, and so
that was not,
David was very, very upset, and he said, yeah. And these men, the sons of Zeruiah, which there was three of them, and Joab was one of them, yeah. are too hard for me. And Zeruiah was a relative of David. There's a hint for you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you got it, Karen.
Yeah.
What's the right answer?
Well, in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, you have a genealogy, and Jesse begat, and it has the different sons, and then David the seventh, whose sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. And Abigail, he actually had a sister named Abigail.
So those were his nephews.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow. Good history, good Bible history, yeah. and good trivia there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Karen. Have a great day. Keep listening to American Family Radio. Who's next, Ed?
All right. We go to Ohio, and Tom is on the line. Tom, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, fellas. How are you today?
Hey, we're doing good, Tom. Thanks for calling from where you live in Ohio.
Martin's Ferry, near the Wheeling, West Virginia border.
Yes. Okay, wonderful. Thanks for calling, brother. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Both, sir.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
Mm-hmm. The player of Johnny Bench, who he played for?
Yeah, here, Tom, here's the question, but I want to tell you a quick, you're talking about Wheeling, West
Anecdote.
Virginia? Years ago, me and a friend of mine were driving an evangelist through the night to somewhere, and we stopped in Wheeling, West Virginia, and he slept in the back while we drove, and then he went ahead and he said, I'll put you on a bus and let you go back to Kentucky. That's where we were living. We said, no, we're fine. We'll just hitchhike back. Well, Wheeling, West Virginia, right there, we went into the gas station. I was looking at the map. I said, we're as close to Niagara Falls as we are Kentucky. Let's just go ahead and hitchhike to Niagara Falls. And we actually did that, my friend and I. We're about 19 years old. And
you hitchhiked to Niagara Falls from Wheeling?
From Wheeling, West Virginia. And it took many days. When people are picking you up on one end of the town and taking you to the other,
that
and
was
they think
a, that
they're
was
doing
the last,
you a favorite, favor.
You were at the tail end of hitchhiking days.
Right, yeah. That's right. It was more common than it is now. But I'll never forget Wheeling, West Virginia. Hey, Tom, here's the question. What team did Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench play for?
Cincinnati Reds.
Yes, sir. Oh!
Wait a second.
That's the mystery question.
Cincinnati. Well, if you're from Ohio and don't know that.
Tom, you know what that cowbell means, don't you?
Yes, sir. I believe I do.
Johnny Bench, well, he was a mystery question. He's won his T-shirt and a bottle of Redeem Clean Detergent.
Oh, there you go.
We're going to send a free bottle of that, too. So if you want more information on that, the Redeem Clean, go to afastore.net or the T-shirt. So we're going to send both to Tom. But Johnny Bench, arguably the greatest catcher in the history of baseball. I say arguably. I know there are people who would say there are others who were as good or better, but
part of the big red machine.
Yeah, you know he could hold either five or six baseballs in his hand. His hands were that big.
Really,
Johnny Bench?
Oh, I can hold five. Oh, you're saying at the same time? Oh, okay. I thought you meant like one after another.
Hey, now help me out, Tim.
Yeah.
Pete Rose, Johnny Bench, and Tom. Who are some other members of the Big Red Machine?
Of course, I was a St. Louis Cardinals fan, and they used to beat the Cardinals every time they played.
Joe Morgan played second.
Oh, I can name it for you. If Tom can help me if I don't.
Yeah.
Johnny Bench was a catcher.
Right.
Tony Perez was first base. Right. Tom? Go ahead, Tom. You do it.
Chris Sabo?
Nope, he wasn't. Joe Morgan.
Joe Morgan was
second base. David Concepcion was shortstop.
Pete Rose
played left and third. So I don't know. I guess he played third during those years. George Foster, left field. Cesar
Geronimo.
Cesar Geronimo. in the center.
How about Davis?
Nope. Ken Griffey.
Yep.
Wow, what a senior. Senior.
You're thinking
of some of St. Louis, I think.
Tom, you're thinking 80s. You're thinking 80s Reds right there, I think. That was a big
Red machine. I might be thinking of the 90 Reds, too.
I remember that Cincinnati Reds team is they beat
the Red Sox
in the 75 World Series.
That was a great series.
One of the greatest World Series ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember him because I was too busy.
Joe Morgan had the winning hit that game.
Oh, he sure did.
Yeah.
That's right, Joe Morgan.
Was that Carlton Fisk waving his home?
Yeah, that was game six in the Fenway.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, stay on the line because we want to get your shirt size and, redeem clean, something new
we have that helps the ministry.
Does he have a question for us?
Yeah, we're going to do that, but stay on the line, and then we'll get your address and everything. What's your question for us?
My question is, whose pictures or portraits are on U.S. currency from the $1 bill to the $100 bill?
Well, you got Washington for one.
Washington.
Abe Lincoln for five. You got Andrew Jackson for 20?
Hamilton on. Is
Hamilton.
I know you got
Ben, 20,
you got
right?
Ben Franklin for 100. I know that.
Grant is on the 50. Yeah.
Who's on the 10. Is it Hamilton? Alexander Hamilton? Who's on the $10 bill?
I haven't seen one in years.
Bob Barker's on
there. All right, let's make sure. We know George Washington, Abe Lincoln, $10 bill.
I
want to
say Andrew Jackson.
Jackson's on the 20, right?
On the 20.
Yeah.
So, I think Hamilton on the 10, Jackson on the 20, Grant's on the 50.
And Franklin.
And
Franklin's on the
100. The first George Bush is on the 100. No, who did you say is on the 100?
Ben Franklin's on the 100.
Okay. Franklin. Don't see enough of those to remember.
No. Yeah. Well, Tom, how'd we do on that?
You did okay. You missed one for sure, though. The $2 bill with Jefferson's on.
That's right, $2 bill.
Forgot all about that.
That's right.
Wow.
The rest of them right?
Are they still printing those?
They are.
Yeah, Hamilton's on the 10, and Jackson's on the 20, and Grant's on the 50, and Franklin's on the 100.
Who's on that $3 bill?
Same person's
actually,
picture.
There was $3 gold coins made, not $3 bills that I know of.
$3 bill, same picture of the guy that's on the baseball the football bat.
The football bat.
Hey, Tom, stay on the line. Thanks for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend.
All right, Tom won our got our mystery question, got the free T-shirt and the bottle of Redeem Clean. Now, these T-shirts are completely dirt and grease resistant. You can't get these T-shirts dirty. But you can use this dishwasher, this laundry soap, on other clothing.
So you're telling me, here's the deal. If a man had a Swiss Army knife and one of these T-shirts, he'd be good to go no matter what country he tried to defend against.
That's right.
It just keeps adding to the legend of the T-shirt. We'll be back in a minute with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We'll go to David in Texas and some other folks listening. We'll be back in a minute.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
You know, people often ask me, Tim, what's your favorite part of the Holy Land Tour? I've been leading Holy Land Tours for many years now. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, I learned how to lead these Israel tours from my dad, who started doing them in the 60s. And then he taught me in the 80s and 90s. And now my wife, Allison, and I lead these tours annually to Israel. And we love going because we love seeing people's eyes when they see things such as the Sea of Galilee and the Jordan River and the Garden Tomb and the Wailing Wall. See all these things for the first time and maybe the last time in many folks' lives, because this is a bucket list trip. We're going to be going in March. If you want a brochure sent to your mailbox, give us a call at 800-FAMILIES, 800-FAMILIES, option 5. And we'll send you a brochure. If you want to go to the website, everything's there, twholyland.com, twholyland.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes from Fox News. And one of the things I love about Liberty University is the broad vision they have for their students. Instead of simply preparing them for a career, Liberty helps students grow into mature men and women of character, striving to impact their career fields for Christ. Liberty University is the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 550 programs of study. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. Again, that's liberty.edu.
A grade school principal in La Harpe, Illinois, has been accused of serious violations of the Constitution. The Freedom From Religion Foundation accused Lila McEwen of using her position to promote the Christian faith. They say Principal McEwen handed out flyers that included Bible verses and promoted holidays like Easter and Christmas. They also say she allowed the Gideons on school property to give away Bibles, something the Gideons have been doing for decades. The Freedom From Religion Foundation says they have been assured by the school district the principal would no longer reference Bible verses, and the district also issued a cease and desist letter to the Gideons, warning they would call the police if anyone tried to give a child a Bible on school property. This is what a war on religious liberty looks like, folks. I'm Todd Starnes.
Wait for it. Spanky's going to come out. Buckwheat. The whole gang.
Alfalfa.
I recognize that music.
Yep.
What was the dog's name?
Spot, wasn't it? Didn't he have a big? Didn't he have a like a?
Was he a pit bull?
I think it was. I think it was. A pit bull.
Yeah, the big circle around
Our
his
gang,
eye. Remember?
Little rascals. Yeah. Spot doesn't sound right.
What doesn't sound right?
Yeah, I don't think it was Spot.
Brent's going to look it up. Brent.
Oh, the name of the dog on
Little Rascals.
Little Rascals. Right. And you know, Petey.
Petey.
Petey. But he had a circle around his eye. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
I do.
Hey, I want to personally take a minute to personally thank the whoever invented codeine. Cause I'm going to just tell you right now, I am only here because of that individual. Last night, I was coughing my head off about 10:30 or 11, you know, getting ready to go to bed. And I wasn't coughing my head up, but I was getting there, and I knew I was headed for, because I was headed for a night of misery.
Yeah.
And no sleep. I told Allison, I said, get me some of that dope in there, because I'm fixing to take it.
Yeah.
And
the heavy duty stuff.
And man, that was sweet. I slept.
9 o'clock the next morning when you woke up?
This morning. This morning. I slept all night last night. There are advantages. There are good things that come from legal drugs.
Right.
I'm talking about legal.
And taking drugs legally.
Yes, exactly. So, all right, Trivia Friday it is here on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions real quickly. And,
that is a great idea.
Go ahead, Ed.
Here are mine. I have two remaining. I will add one. What two items does the Statue of Liberty hold in her hands? Second question in honor of Shark Week. Sharks are mammals. Is that true or false? And while I'm on the subject of the Statue of Liberty, let me add one. While the Statue of Liberty technically is on federal property, is it located in New York or New Jersey? Is the Statue of Liberty located in New York or New Jersey?
Great question. Here's what I've got. Old Testament question. Name the person who raised Esther. Wonderful story, book in the Bible. Name the person who raised Esther.
And that was that like after she died, right? She wrapped real in a tomb?
No.
Real time.
Come forth. Somebody raised her.
Different kind of raising.
Got your stories mixed up there.
My Bible story.
Second question, true or false? Native Americans once used woodpecker scalps as currency.
I can't wait to hear
that. Is
that
true or false? And then I'll add one. What is the street address of the White House? What is the street address of the White House? You hear a lot of people quote that.
All right, here are my three questions. In which country would you find 8 of the world's 10 highest mountains? One country hosts 8 of the world's 10 highest mountains. What country is that? Number two, how long does it take for light from the sun to reach the earth? That'll take a minute. How many minutes? How many minutes? Yeah, you got your sun.
Light wave or ray or particles.
Yeah, blasting out there. Yeah. If light blast, I don't know, shooting towards the, I don't even know if it shoots. But it gets here one way or another.
Right.
Number three, which animal? There's an animal out there in the animal kingdom has the longest tongue relative to its total size. Now think about that. You know, a giraffe has a long tongue, maybe, I don't know, but it's huge. It's a huge animal. But I'm talking about which animal has the longest tongue relative to its total size, and it is not the hummingbird. I'll just disqualify that. I'll give you that tip now. It's not the hummingbird.
Eliminated one.
You people who always want to call in and say the hummingbird about every animal question we have, that is not correct.
And by the way, the ACT folks are on to y'all. You don't put C on everything. Or what's that college thing, entrance?
Like SAT?
SAT. Did I get the ACT right?
ACT is a test in some states. Yes.
Right.
You got to quit just putting C down through there when the clock's running out, because they're on to that.
Are they?
They're moving it around.
They switched it to D.
And quit putting hummingbird down for every.
Right.
Especially geography questions.
That's not good.
Go ahead, Ed. Who do we go to next?
Did you already do yours?
No. Did you?
I did mine.
Here's what I've got.
First question.
Oh, I think I did.
He did.
Oh, okay. You did yours.
Yeah, we're getting memory loss here.
A couple old fellas sitting in here.
I knew he did, but I didn't.
Do your questions, AJ. I just did them.
I wanted to respect my elders.
What did I come in the kitchen for? I don't remember.
Okay.
Open the fridge and see if you remember.
What's the name of this here show? All right, we go to Kentucky, and Blake is on the line. Blake, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. Thank you for asking there, Blake. You on the two ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, please.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
I want to answer yours, JJ, about who raised Esther.
Yes, sir. Old Testament question, Blake. Name the person who raised Esther.
That would be her uncle Mordecai.
Great.
Mordecai.
And I knew you were going to say uncle. People wrongly say Uncle Mordecai. He was actually her cousin. I don't know if VeggieTales misled us or what happened there, but everybody always says Uncle Mordecai. He was old enough to be her uncle.
It just flows.
Right.
Off your tongue.
That's right. Old enough to be her uncle, but actually her cousin.
Older cousin. Abraham and Uncle Mordecai. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Raised up old Esther, cousin Esther.
Hey, good job there, Blake. Do you have a question for us?
I sure do. There are 4 Division I men's teams that have won championship in college football, basketball, and baseball. They've won all 3, so only 4 teams. Can y'all name them?
Tim's are. Our sports aficionado.
Well, I'm getting ready to say, Tim.
Okay, you saying the one in basketball, baseball, and football?
Yeah, right. There's only 4 teams that have won all 3 of those sports.
Division 1.
Yeah, okay, well, University of Florida is going to be 1, right?
You are correct. Florida is on the list.
That's a pretty significant feat.
All right, now, hey, Blake, I'm going to talk to Tim here a little bit. Don't say yes or no. I'm going to pitch some ideas to you.
Yeah, I'm wondering about Alabama.
What about
Ed?
UCLA?
Alabama's never won a basketball or a baseball. What now?
UCLA won a bunch of basketball.
They have won baseball and basketball. I don't know about football. Has UCLA ever won a national championship? Don't say anything, Blake.
I don't know.
Remember winning a national championship of football?
Okay, who are some powerhouses that routinely
like USC has?
University of Texas. They won football and baseball. But I tell you who has probably Oklahoma.
That's a good guess.
I'm gonna say University of Oklahoma. Blake, is that a number two? Is that one?
The Oklahoma Sooners is not on the list.
All right, you're gonna.
I will say it is four powerhouse schools. So I mean, it's nothing. Nobody off the wall.
Well, yeah, it's not going to be somebody random to be that big of a feat. Yeah. And Division One's not going to be a obscure team.
Yeah,
you know, they give us just 30 more seconds here. Okay. I'm gonna say Michigan.
But have they ever won a baseball? Michigan. They've won. Michigan's won
basketball
and football.
Let's try it.
Blurt a couple right. out.
Michigan.
UCLA. Michigan. Is what I'm gonna say UCLA.
Blake?
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Yeah. Those are our final answers.
Okay. Believe it or not, you fellas did very well. The Florida Gators, the UCLA Bruins, the Michigan Wolverines, and the fourth team you did not get was the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Ohio State Buckeyes. The Buckeyes won a baseball?
According to my research.
I know they won, of course. Ohio State has a great tradition of football. They won several national titles. In basketball, you going back to the John Havlicek days?
Yeah. And actually won Bobby Knight as well.
Oh. Bobby Knight won a national championship at Ohio State?
I didn't even know he coached
as a player.
As a player.
Okay, a player.
He was a big guy.
Not a coach.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Blake.
That's a great question.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We got three of them, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, y'all did very well. Yeah. I'd just like to heretofore say that I appreciate what y'all do.
Thank you, Blake.
41 minutes in, Blake.
All right. Thank you, Blake.
That's great.
Heretofore.
I remember that one game that Bobby Knight was in there in Ohio where he was throwing those chairs. Oh, wait, that was another time frame, a different.
You're thinking about when he was hitting situation. His players with chairs. You're thinking of that. Boy, what a temper that guy had.
Yep. All right.
Shall we
up.
Continue?
Yes.
All right. Mississippi and Jarvis is on the line. Jarvis, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How you fellas doing today?
Doing fine. I can't speak for these other two guys, but I'm doing well.
We're blessed, Jarvis. I wish it was a little hotter this summer, but other than that, we're doing okay.
You want to ask, answer, or do not, both?
I'm gonna do both, and I don't think you got a shot, brother, at this because you're not a native Mississippian. But when I get to my question, the Mississippians in the studio are going to know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But anyhow, I want to answer the question about them Indian Peckerwoods.
You want to answer that one? Hey, here, let me read the question, Jarvis. Yeah. You want that true or false? Here it is. True or false, Native Americans once used woodpecker scalps as currency. Is that true or false, Jarvis?
Well, I don't know how much you get off the Peckerwood's head, but I'm going to have to go with false on that one.
Jarvis, it is 100% true.
True?
It is true.
Yes. I'm with you, Jarvis.
Way. True.
It must have been the redheaded ones.
Yeah.
Now, Jarvis, you
climbing up in the tree was the hard part. There's no doubt about it.
You're referring to them as peckerwoods. Is that? Did I hear you right?
Now, look, Tim, you've been from Mississippi. You know you've heard someone call their son, you peckerwood, you get over here. You know you've heard that before.
Yeah, I have heard that before, but.
Hey, that's true. Native Americans once used woodpecker scalps as currency. In the Himalayas, right now, even as we speak, there's people that use yak's milk for currency. So there's been some different things.
Well, I can see that now. You know, there ain't nothing wrong with that yak's milk.
Especially if you're trying to lose weight. That's a great diet.
We milk goats at our place, so yaks, that'd be good too. You know what I'm saying.
Right. Hey, Jarvis, it's true. Yeah. What's your question for us?
All right, my question, this is in honor of what the question last week I didn't get in on, but the question was how many licks does it take to lick down one single scoop of ice cream? Now, this goes along with that now. So you not being from Mississippi, you ain't got a shot, but I know Tim probably knows this. How many grits do you have to pick to make a bowl of grits?
How many grits do you have to pick to make a bowl of grits? That's a question before us here today that we ponder and consider.
How many grits does Tim have to pick to make a bowl of grits?
Grits is hominy. Okay. Grits is hominy.
I know if you're leaving on an eastbound train,
no.
Going 45 miles an hour to go pick grits.
No, hominy's too big, and that make it too easy. You got to get on down to the grit.
To the grit? The grit of the matter.
To the nitty gritty?
Dirt band. Good band right there. Jarvis, man, I hate to not come through for you right there, but I'm not going to be able to answer it. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you take a tarp and you put it under the grit tree, and you bang on that grit tree about three or four times, and you'll get you enough for a cup.
Now, is that before or after you've gone snipe hunting? Is that after you come back from snipe hunting? Don't you do that?
Now, you're the one talking about woodpecker heads and picklewood heads, so don't be talking about no snipes.
Hey, all listen, right. Jarvis,
well,
thank
look,
you.
Y'all have a great
day. Yeah, thank you, brother.
Too.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I've been lost for the last 5 minutes. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Well, now, I mean, I enjoy grits, but I always thought they were hominy ground up. Are they corn?
I'm not sure where grits come from.
Isn't hominy a type of corn?
Yeah, it's like
swelled hominy. What he said, hominy's bigger.
Hominy's like corn on steroids, sort of. You know, it's big corn.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way I look at it. But but maybe I'm wrong. We need to look that one up.
I don't know about that.
Brent, type in where do grits come from?
A grit tree.
You know, the woodpecker scalps, because I was trying to remember last week the one that I made up a couple of weeks ago, and I remembered I made up placing Cocoa Puffs in a blender, then applying it to your skin works as well as the leading insect repellent to ward off mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And the caller said he just believed that was true, but I'd made it up that morning. So you just never know on these true or false questions.
Oh, yeah. And I can see where it'd be pretty difficult to get scalps from woodpeckers, so I guess they would be
very
rare.
Valuable.
They'd be rare, but why you know, they'd if you're be
gonna,
valuable,
if
I don't know.
If you're going to buy, Eastern Seaboard states with beads, you know,
yes,
beads,
true.
Different kinds of things, there are a lot of different things.
Yeah, Brent, where does the grit come from?
Grits is a food that's made from corn that is ground up into a coarse meal and then boiled. Hominy grits is a type of grit that is made from hominy. Corn is corn that has been treated with a kale and a process called Nixum. It's called a word. And then with a cereal germ that's removed.
That didn't clear
Germany removed
at all.
It. Yes, Germany did it to America.
The Germans, yes, sir.
Well, there's an act of war.
Well, I think so. But so you got your different. You got your corn grits and you got your hominy grits. Yeah. Okay. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. When was the last time we did repeat our questions?
We did.
A few minutes ago. Back to the phones.
Here. All right. We go to Illinois. Robert is on the line. Robert, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how you doing, professors?
Doing very well. Thank you, Robert. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I want to do both, but unfortunately I'm out making deliveries, and I only heard two questions, and the two I heard have both been answered.
Okay.
Could you please just repeat a couple?
Yeah, we'll repeat them. Go ahead, quick.
Well, I'll give you a true-false question. How's that?
Okay.
You can flip a coin, although I don't recommend you do it while you're driving. Here's the question. This is in honor of Shark Week. Sharks are mammals. Is that true or false, Robert?
I'm going to say that's true.
That is 100% false. Sharks are fish.
Uh-oh.
They're a type of fish,
okay.
Species of fish. That's all right. You don't get a lot of sharks up there in Illinois. I understand that. What's your question for us?
Well, I'm not very good with the Bible names, especially the I names. I kind of forget. But anyways, I believe it was the prophet, you can correct me if I'm wrong, was it the prophet Isaiah who God hid in the wilderness for 2 years while he sustained him? He had a crow. He had crows bring him food.
That was Elijah. Mm.
Elijah, see, I get the idea.
Is that where we get the expression, he had to eat crow?
The ravens fed him by the brook.
Yeah. I couldn't remember if it was Isaiah or Elijah or iPad, or I can't remember the name.
That prophet, that prophet iPad, he was something.
Yeah. But anyways, well, my question was, what food was it that that God sustained him with? What food and drink?
Sustained
through the ravens.
Elijah.
When the ravens brought him food by the brook.
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Robert. Now, the brook, he just drank from the brook, right?
Yeah.
So, what did they bring him?
I've got this one. No, okay. Hominy grits. No doubt in my mind. I don't remember if it said what.
You know, that they bring him meat? He might maybe pieces of meat or something.
The ravens?
Yeah. That sounds right.
That is not very sanitary right there, if you ask me. But, you know.
It's a whole different world.
I guess they didn't have, you know, penicillin, things like that.
If you're trying to stay alive.
No codeine.
Yeah.
Huh?
Let's go with meat. I think you're right on that.
All right, we're going to say he drank water from the brook, Robert, and then the ravens brought him meat.
Okay, well, my version of the Bible comes from the Southern Mississippi Press. I believe it said moon pies and RCs. So you might be right.
Moon pies and RCs.
You've done your homework, Robert.
Yeah, moon pies.
Hey, Robert, you're laughing about that being from Illinois. I was born and raised in Kentucky. My wife, born and raised in Mississippi, and we had, no kidding, we had moon pies and RC Colas at our wedding. And I'm not making that up.
Okay.
At the reception.
The Southern staple.
It just seemed like the thing to do.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Have a good weekend. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it, Robert. You're listening to today's issues. But on Fridays, we have what we call Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Yeah, I got to ask you. I think I'm asking for the rest of the listening audience. Yeah. And this is not a right or wrong answer.
Yeah.
You raise your voice. You sound like a 13-year-old boy going through puberty. when we say Learning University, is that just tradition, or is there a reason why you do that?
Well, first of all, it does help me stand out from the crowd.
Okay,
obviously
I can see that.
And it helps you self-identify.
But it's my imitation of Pinocchio on Shrek.
Oh, well, that explains it. Now
I'm a real boy.
I just always, you know, wondered, you raise your voice, and I just wondered the reason for that. Now I have it, and I'm satisfied.
Learning University.
Yeah, Learning University. Pinocchio.
Pinocchio's
voice. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
Thank you, Tim. All right, we go to Iowa, and Anita is on the line. Anita, welcome to the show.
Good morning. I would like to just answer a question, please.
Okay, that's fine. Which question would you like to answer?
The Statue of Liberty, the item she holds in her hand.
Okay, well, what two items does the Statue of Liberty hold in her hands, Anita?
She carries the torch in her right hand and a tablet in her left hand.
That is correct. Well done.
Way to go.
And on
way
the tablet go. Is inscribed the date of the Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1776.
Is it a – what kind of tablet is it?
It's an iPad. It's an iPad. You can every once in a while,
iPad?
If you're watching, you know, she will scroll a little bit on that tablet.
It's kind of like Far Side. She doesn't do it unless there are no tourists there.
Yes.
Or if it's late at night,
y'all
she'll
remember the,
swipe,
y'all remember
swipe
the red,
left.
It was the red Indian tablet or something like that when we were kids in school.
You know, yeah. You used to write on. Yeah.
Write on. The tablets.
Yeah.
Remember that? You'd have to have a tablet before you went to school.
Right. Yeah. I remember the big old pencils. Like in the first couple of grades of school, those pencils were.
Were they number twos or number fours?
No, I'm talking about the big.
Oh, yeah. The big
oh, yeah. For little hands?
Yeah. Right.
Guess
little
so.
Hands. But I forgot all about that. Those
remember
little,
that?
Those
Red
Indian,
Chief. Red Chief
Red
tablet
Chief
or something
tablets,
like
yeah.
That's for PC.
Yeah. I remember those.
You can't do that anymore.
Anita, do you have a question for us?
No, she
No, not okay. This morning, fellas, but thank you very much.
All right,
it's always a pleasure to listen to you guys.
Thank you so
way
much.
To, way to go with your American history
yes.
right.
Trivia knowledge there. So the Statue of Liberty
yes.
in New York has got...
New Jersey.
Or that's New Jersey.
That's a question.
Got Freedom Torch, right?
Mm-hmm. In the right hand.
In the right hand, and then the tablet. And the tablet has what now?
It has the date of the American Declaration of Independence,
great.
July 4th. 1776.
One of the most awesome patriotic feelings I've ever had when I finally got to see the Statue of Liberty only a few years ago and went up inside. And it's just crazy
patriotic feeling. I stood in the crown of the Statue of Liberty when I was, I think, 10 by myself.
Wow.
I was all alone up there looking out over the, I guess, the harbor.
New York horizon.
My grandmother took me to New York.
Can you still go up there into the crown?
Yes.
Okay.
You can, I think, yes. But my grandmother took me when I was 10. She was probably 60-something. And, you know, I was so excited, I started sprinting up the steps, you know. I don't think they had an elevator. And she got halfway up. She said, "You go on, because I can't. I wait here on you. I can't finish this." So I went on up to the top by myself.
And you remember it as a 10-year-old
like
boy,
today.
How special it was.
I mean,
was.
I remember now, just, I'm there thinking, I am in the crown of the iconic Statue of Liberty looking out over New York, and I'm all alone. This is amazing feeling of whatever, euphoria,
right.
Patriotism.
I encourage people to go see the Grand Canyon if you haven't done so. Go to the...
Hitchhike to Niagara Falls.
Yeah, you don't do that nowadays.
I don't recommend that. But go to the... Don't wait as long as I did to go to Lady Liberty. It's just awe-inspiring. And there's like a little museum on the inside.
I've never been there.
You lived right across the street.
Well, I lived up in New England. That was...
Three hours, though, wasn't it? Drive from New York City. Who's next, Ed?
Okay. Sorry, I need a little codeine. Got a little cough there, a little tickle.
I can vouch for it.
We go to Arkansas, and Rasa
is... don't need to be driving or anything like
that. No, I know. Yeah. Or operate other heavy machinery, like my computer or something.
Yeah.
Rasa, I think, is the way they pronounce your name. Did I get your name right?
It's Rasa.
Rasa. Okay, I'm sorry. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Rasa.
Okay.
Hey, Rasa, you'll need to turn your radio down. There's a delay, and it's going to throw you off. So if you'll just turn your radio down.
Okay. You want to ask, Rasa, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The one about the White House.
Here's the question. What is the street address of the White House?
Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest.
That's 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Good job.
That's nicely done.
Rasa, what's your question for us?
If George Washington was still living, how old would he be?
Ooh, that's a great question. And you'd have to know either how old he was when he died, or
you really expect us to know that, Rasa? you just trying to embarrass us here. You know we didn't.
Sorry, Rasa. He's tanked up on codeine.
You knew we had no shot at that when you called in.
But that
I can tell you how long he played for the Cincinnati Reds.
But, Rasa, we do challenge our listeners to try to stump us, and you did.
Right.
What's the answer?
There's no way we can't even guess.
There. Huh? Throw a number out there.
What's the right age, Rasa?
286.
He'd be 286. Wow.
That's outliving Abraham right there, I think, if he did that. Huh?
That's an old dude.
That's what you call a ripe
old
age.
Hey, Rasa, thanks for calling. You have a great day. Appreciate it. She's mad at me?
No, I think we turned her...
She gave me the silent treatment. Right there.
We turned her microphone down as we were saying goodbye.
Well, Rasa, thanks for calling here. We're going to take a 5-minute break for news, and then we're going to come back. We got another 25 minutes of Learning University.
Yes.
Straight ahead.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.